Hello, and welcome to the Off-Kilter Quilt. My name is Frances, and I'll be your hostess. Hello, and welcome to episode 38. It is Friday, April 8th. It's a beautiful spring day here in North Carolina. You might be able to hear the birds behind me. I'm sitting in our family room with the porch door open. I've just finished recording the last quilt diary. My hope is that I will get all my pictures up and get all of this posted tomorrow on Saturday. I want to say thanks to everyone who commented on last week's episode. Several people came over to the Podbean site. Karen, Jen, Cindy, and Kim did. And Kim, by the way, has a response to the Dumbing Down of Quilts post over on Sandy's Piecemeal blog. So if you want to read that, I think she also posted it at the blog site at Piecemeal Quilts. So come read that if you're interested in continuing to follow that discussion, which I am. And then I want to say thanks to everyone who came over to my WordPress site, which is http://theoffkilterquilt.wordpress.com, which is where I post my pictures. And I will always put a link to that on the Podbean site. Thanks to Diane and Shelley Beth. Thanks to Lisa, Cindy, Robin, to June, and Kate from Quilting Daydreams. Kate, love the podcast. I hope you guys are listening to Quilting Daydreams. She's got two episodes up already, and I hope we'll have a third soon. Lots of fun. Great podcast. Great addition to the podcasting community. Thanks to Tammy, Diane, Leah, Jay, to Sarah, Jane, and Jane DeLorenzo. Jane, I owe you a postcard. And Jane sent me one that was handmade and really beautiful. And I feel like, oh, I have to do something that's good. But Jane, I can't. I've just decided I can't. And I'm just going to write you a postcard. And it's not going to be as beautiful as yours. I'm sorry. Kelly Ramsey, Book Quilt, Mary Sarah, Patty Ann, Vanessa, June, and Jan K. Thanks, everyone. I really appreciate you taking the time to comment. Thanks to people who've emailed me, and there have been a couple of new reviews up on iTunes. And I appreciate you doing that. And I am about caught up on my iTunes reviews. I have to check over and make sure, but I'm trying to be a solid and respectable and responsible member of our quilting community. And I do think we have a community, as I've said before, and it's just a great thrill to be a part of it. Don't have much news since I've been pretty good about doing quilt diaries this week. I will say I'm looking forward this weekend to the Modern Quilt Guild meeting, which is Sunday afternoon. I've not gone the last couple times, but this week I'm going. I'm excited. There is a scrap exchange as well as a fabric giveaway. I think is it Robert Kaufman? Is that right? It's Kaufman or Hoffman, but has been giving fabric to all these modern quilt guilds, and he's given 40, it may be charm packs, I'll tell you next week, and to ours. And I signed up in time, so I am one of the 40 people who is getting a charm pack, and there is a quilt challenge that goes along with that. So I am excited about this meeting. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I don't know if I'm going to take Simply Amy, Simply Frances with me, which seems kind of sad that I wouldn't, except here's the thing. So Jack's got youth group from 5 to 7. The man takes Jack to youth group, and then I pick him up. And that means I have to leave the Modern Quilt Guild meeting a little bit early, because it goes from 5 to 7 as well, and I have to drive from Chapel Hill back to Durham to go get Jack. And the man is home finishing making dinner, so it's only fair that I pick him up. But I feel a little weird about going to show and tell, saying, here's my quilt, sorry, can't sit around and watch and look at y'all's quilts. But I really want to. Maybe I'll ask the man if he could run over and get Jack or something, and I will bring Simply Amy, Simply Frances. But I did post a picture of it to the our local guild's website and have gotten nice comments, and that's nice. So maybe that will be my way of sharing. I just don't want to be a share and run kind of gal. It seems, well, not right. It seems wrong to do that. So that is what's coming up, and I will tell you all about that next week when I start doing my quilt diaries again. But for now, let's listen to this week's quilt diaries. Quilt Diary, Day 1, Part 1. It's Monday, April 4th. I'm about to make dinner. I need to say this quickly because, well, there are hungry people around me, but I knew if I waited till later, I might forget to tell you. I am watching The Quilt Show, free version, where you have to be a member, but you don't have to pay. So there are videos available, but not everything. I may become a member. I really like it. I'm enjoying it. Watch an episode or show 313, where Ricky and Alex interview Jenny Byer. Now, you've probably heard of Jenny Byer because she is very famous among quilty types. She's really cool. I've enjoyed the whole show. She lives in this beautiful old house in Virginia and just looks like it's acres and acres of land. It's just where you want to live, quite frankly, where I want to live. Well, I'll never live, but she's there and I'm glad she's enjoying it. So there's this whole segment which is about color. Now here's the ironic thing. I was just telling Jay the other day during our quilting class that I'm not crazy about Jenny Byer's palette. I don't have any of her books, and our library doesn't have any, so I've only seen stuff in magazines, and it's just not drawn my eye at all. But she's talking about color and using a color palette. Amazing. The stuff she's doing is amazing in terms of pulling out fabrics and showing why you need certain colors to go with other colors. Very interesting stuff. So I just want to recommend that you watch this. It's brilliant. She's brilliant. I will have to reconsider Jenny Byer's palette because it's just so interesting what she's talking about and what she's demonstrating. Wanted to share that really quickly. I have more to share, but I've got to get dinner ready. But I knew if I didn't come and share right away, I might forget to share. And then I would be like 2 weeks from now going, oh, I meant to tell them that they should watch show 313 of The Quilt Show. Free. If you're not a member, become a member. It costs nothing. Just to get the really good stuff you have to pay. I might do it later. When I'm right now have a membership with the Quilters Network, but I don't watch it. And I think I might watch this. Just love Ricky and Alex. They're so friendly. I had a terrible thought, though. I thought, what if they really hate each other? I don't think they do. But they might. This could be like a Hollywood setup, you know, except it's not Hollywood. It's Quiltywood, you know, where they send out the stars and they act like they're dating or love each other and they really hate each other. I don't think Ricky and Alex hate each other. They're both such nice people. That's just the kind of terrible thoughts I have sometimes. I find them both charming. Okay, enough of that. Gotta go make dinner. I'll be back soon. Okay, day one, part two. Now it's about 9:00. I was hoping to report to you that this evening I learned how to hand quilt. I did not. I watched a bunch of videos on YouTube. They seemed very insightful. I understood what the quilters were saying about rocking the stitch, rocking the needle, and picking up the stitches on the needle. But I have tried and tried, and I can't do it. I have a short needle. It's not super long. Maybe I need to go shorter. It's a number 10 needle. Maybe I've got to go shorter. Maybe I need like a number 4, just because I'm rocking that baby. I'm rocking it. But I can't bring it back up through the fabric close enough to the preceding stitch. So I'm feeling that's sad. Just like, I just need someone to show me how to do this. I don't know. Shorter needles. Maybe I can get a shorter needle and that will do it. Can I tell you something? It's hot. It was hot today. It was 85 degrees, which is really too hot. And we don't have the AC on. I just can't bring myself to turn on the air conditioner this early in the season. But the problem is I live with two people, the man and Jack, who have really bad seasonal allergies. So we can't open the windows. So I'm feeling hot and I'm feeling kind of tired because of the heat. And we're about to have another gorgeous stretch of weather. The heat's going to drop and tomorrow it's going to be like 70. And then it's supposed to build up to next Monday. Right now they're predicting 88 degrees. This global warming is killing me. Killing me. But enough about that. The good news is I have got some of the Razzle Dazzle quilt cut out. I love the batiks. They're beautiful. With the pattern calls for, I can't remember the jelly roll, but the colors in it, the the primary colors or the predominant colors are blue, red, tan, and then a color they just refer to as light. So I'm assuming there are just some neutral fabrics in that line used by the Jelly Roll, used by the Layer Cake girls, the Lintot girls. My color scheme is very different. So these batiks run from sort of a peachy orange to black. What I want to know with this whole Layer Cake Jelly Roll thing, how come every fabric you like, you get two strips of? And the fabrics you don't like, you get four strips of. I've got four strips of black. This is the most solid black. In fact, I think I might even wash the black. I need to do that before I haven't gotten to where I need to cut it out yet. I should probably wash it or at least soak it. It is some serious black fabric. Four strips of it. Don't know why they did that. Will say it was interesting watching that Jenny Byer interview with Ricky and Alex. You know, she did show how darker colors, and very dark colors, as well as very bright colors, can really lift a quilt right up. And she demonstrated using some quilts made with matching colors, colors that certainly worked together. But then you throw in like a brighter hue or a very dark hue, and something about it just makes that quilt pop. It was interesting to watch. And I know that the black will work, the darker colors will work with the lighter colors, but still, why not four of the beautiful scarlet pieces? Why not? Give me those. I love the scarlet. I looked at them over and over. They're so beautiful. That's the fun thing about sewing these batiks together. They're such beautiful fabrics. It's just very pleasurable to sit and look at them as they're kind of running through your hands and going under the needle. Beautiful fabric. So what I've had to do is assign, what I did yesterday, sat down, divided up the Jelly Roll, and then I had to assign four groups. I had to assign the lights, the reds, which was easy because there are reds in this Jelly Roll, the tans, are no tans, and the blues. There are blues and blacks. They're very dark blues going to black. What I did was the oranges and the peaches, of course, the lights. The reds are the reds, and then there's some purples, and some of those purples are mixed with orange, some with red. Those are the tans. Now, they're not really tan, but they are varying. You could kind of squint and say, yeah, they're kind of more neutrally. I think they've got some of them have a fair amount of white in them. We'll see, but that's the only thing that really made sense as far as I'm concerned. We'll see how it all works out. This is, you know, these are cuts from a fabric line. They'll work together. Whether we'll have the same effect the simpler palette has, the red, tan, blue lights, I don't know. But I have faith that whatever ends up, that it'll be nice. You can tell. It's like, no, I don't. But I got my fingers crossed just as well. So that, I think, is it, because I am just feeling kind of blah. I was really psyched to sit down tonight and learn how to hand quilt. And I really do get it. I should look this up. The YouTuber. That sounds horrible. YouTuber. The YouTuber. Actually, it just sounds like some kind of potato. That I watched was Amy a la Mode. I actually want to check out her website. I will later. But it's the Amy a la Mode hand quilting video. She did 7 of them. I also couldn't figure out. I did figure out how to bury the knot. Proud about that. Could not figure out how to tie the knot. I remember in quilt school one last year, Karen showing us how to do that. You've threaded the needle. You hold the needle. You wrap the thread around the needle, and then pull that wrap part down the needle, and it makes, I can't do it, you know, and I'll just have to keep practicing. When I could do it, when Karen showed us last spring, I could do it then, but there's something about it I'm just not really getting right now. So, but that's the least of my worries. I will continue to to hand quilt this quilt. It's just going to be more like embroidery in some way. And I have a small piece that I hand quilted last year, a wall hanging, that I like very much. On the back, it looks more, instead of long stitches, it really looks like little dots, if you know what I mean. And I wonder, with hand quilting and when you're doing the rocking stitches, is one of the things that gives you is even stitches front and back. That's, I suspect, maybe it does. Speaking of front and back, do boutiques have front and backs? I can't tell for the life of me whether they do or not, so I'm not worried about that too much. Yes, but I will learn to hand quilt one day, and in the meanwhile, I will just keep making stitches in my little, not my little quilt, it's a nice size quilt. It is, what, the final measurements were like 64 by 54, or of the quilt top at least. So, you can tell, I'm kind of running out of steam here. Let's end this diary entry right now, and I will be back soon, and hopefully full of vim and vigor and able to rock that needle. I just want to rock it. I do. Bye for now. Quilt Diary, Day 2. It's Tuesday, April 5th. If I sound funny, I've got like a frog in my throat. I think it's allergies. Here in North Carolina, we have entered pine pollen season. This is when great green clouds of pine pollen float through the air and land on everything. Every morning you go outside and your car's covered with pine pollen and the porch is covered with pine pollen and you are covered with pine pollen. It's really icky. It's really a horrible thing. It lasts for a couple weeks and then kind of fades out. We're looking forward to the fading, but it does mean that everyone's allergies are at full throttle. So that's why I sound funny. I wanted to report I have found a shorter needle. I haven't tried it yet, but I found it. I was looking at my little round needle dispenser. Do you have one of those? It's filled with different size needles, and you adjust it to open. You adjust the lid and line up the little holes to shake out the needles, and all the needles kind of get clogged up, and it doesn't really work the way you think it will. But I have one of those. I don't know why. I guess occasionally need to sew a button on. They didn't get them for quilting, but I was looking at it today and I realized, look, there's a little short needle, and it is shorter than my other needle that I've been using, which is a size 10. What do they call those? I want to say middles, but they're not middles, or betweens, or something, you know, just the needles. But I got a little canister, a little tiny plastic tube of needles for doing bindings. And that's the needle I was using. So I'm very excited that I have found this little short needle, and I'm hoping I'll be able to rock the quilt later today. It's 2:12. I'm doing this to avoid doing the breakfast dishes. I got up this morning, took the dog to get groomed, went to Target, then came home, and then wrote until 12, and then I went to my Linton Bible study group, The Way of Forgiveness, which was very good. It's a very good group. It's a really small group, and there's one woman who's having some family crises now that just get us all talking, and it's lovely and sad, because some of the stuff that people talk about is very sad. I'm not sad. I don't have a lot of sad stuff, but it's good. I can't talk that much about it, of course. Anyway, then picked up the dog and came home, and that's why I haven't done the dishes. I feel like I have to justify to you why it's 2:12, now 2:13, and I haven't done the breakfast issues. I've just been busy today, but this is now, and now I've got this excuse that I have to update my quilt diary, and that's why the dishes will wait. I have to leave in 20 minutes to go get Will. But I wanted to say that. I just wanted to be a little more cheerful than I was last night. I was a little bit tired and frustrated. But the other thing, so last night when I finished working on the quilt, on the quilting, which I'm really enjoying, even though I can't rock it, I like to sew. I like to hand sew. And I like how the pattern is coming out. But I sort of draped the quilt over a chair. And it looks very pretty. You know, the fabric is really pretty, and there was something about, like, this morning, how the light was hitting it. I'm like, wow, that's a pretty quilt, and here I am going to spend, like, the next 3 to 6 months quilting it, and then I'm going to put it on the couch for the dog to sleep on. This is the thing. So now I'm torn. Do I continue hand quilting it and maybe hang it up or something. Because I actually did, as I reported last week, did thumbtack it to the wall, and it looked fantastic up on the wall in my sewing area, what used to be the dining room. Looked fabulous. I'm like, maybe I should just do that. Maybe I should just hang it up and make a different quilt for the living room couch, which has a quilt. It has a quilt that I made ages ago, my green and blue quilt, that has lots of triangles because I didn't know I was supposed to be scared of triangles. And the dog has eaten a hole in it, and Will has spilled all kinds of food, and I've never washed it, ever. I'm scared to wash it. So it's not like the couch is sans a quilt. It's sans a quilt that matches the rest of the room, but no one cares. No one around here cares but me that things match and are clean. Not that anything's clean. The house is such a mess. But I'm the only one who cares. So I could just hand quilt this with the thought that when I'm done, I would hang it on the wall to admire it. Because, so looking at that pretty quilt with the pretty handwork, I'm like, really? On the couch with the French toast? Really? You're going to do that? Of course, my other thought was just go ahead and machine quilt it and practice free motion quilting, and I can do the same pattern. But I won't have that same feeling of when the quilt is ruined. I won't have the same feeling of, well, wanting to line people up against the wall. And you know that feeling you have sometimes with your family. So I don't know. But the problem is I really want to hand quilt it. I've really enjoyed just the last couple nights at the end of the day watching a little TV and hand quilting. It's very pleasurable. But I may not put it on the couch. Poor quilt. It deserves a better fate than that. All right, I might be back later. I don't know. I'm hoping. So I'm going to get, now with my 14 minutes left before I have to go get Will, I am going to get the kitchen clean. And when I come home, I'm going to prep for dinner. And then I'm going to work, I think, on the Razzle Dazzle quilt. See, what I've been doing the last couple days, in the last week too, is like I'll come home from getting the boys from school, and I'll do a little quilting, but then I'll have like this tug at me, which is, you know, you need to clean the kitchen, you need to get dinner prepped, you need to get lunches made for tomorrow, you need to do this and this and this. And my thought is maybe today I will try just to get everything done, everything ready to go, then just have a real free hour to work without feeling like, oh, there's so much I have to do between now and dinner. I'm going to try that. And I also have a break today because after school, Jack is staying to play, get this, Mr. Rush Guy is now going to stay after school to play Dungeons and Dragons. And actually, I have to tell you, I'm kind of thrilled. Jack has had a rough year. His best friend, and he's the kind of kid who has one best friend, and that's it. But his best friend, Christoph, switched schools this year, for which we're still working on forgiving his parents. Not quite there yet. Parents, lovely people, love them. Still can't bring myself to invite them over for dinner. But anyway, so that happened, and it's been a bad year for Jack. I mean, academically, it's been a good year. He does very well at school. School's kind of like his sport. But he's not bonded with anyone else. And so when he came home Friday and said, hey, these guys stay after school, and they play Dungeons & Dragons, and they want me to play too, I'm like, yes! Yes. And the man and I were like giddy all weekend. Oh, Jack's going to have some friends again. And fortunately, I mean, this is sixth grade, and these are kids I've known since they were in kindergarten. They're nice kids. They're just, you know, maybe a little on the geeky side, and that's totally cool. I want my kids to be geeky for as long as possible and not to worry about being cool. So yes, so Jack is now Rush and Dungeons and Dragons, and I just don't know what will be next. He's a great kid. He's a very awesome kid because he just does what he wants. He is not at all swayed by trend, fashion, other people's opinion. He is just Jack, and that rocks. But by him doing this, he will stay till 6 o'clock, which is actually great because that means I'm going to go get Will now in 11 minutes because I won't stop talking. And then I will come home and have a good chunk of time. I will have 3 hours before I have to go out again, and that's nice. It feels like a good solid block of time. So I'm going to go do my dishes, and I will talk to you later. Quilt Diary, Day 3. I think it's Day 3. It is April 7th, 2011. It's Thursday morning. I just got back from my walk, walking good old Travis around. He just got groomed, so he looks like a showgirl. But he's still very deeply masculine cockapoo. And it's 9:30 in the morning and I'm going to talk just a little bit because I've got to get writing. I'm working on a revision. It's going great. I love revising. But you got to do it. You actually got to sit down and do the work. And sometimes I'm inclined not to. Wanted to talk about A, marking pens. I'm continuing my quest for the perfect quilt marking pen. I feel like I have made some progress. First thing I did, and this is brilliant because, you know, well, I'm just so brilliant, was I took the pencils that I had, Roxanne's Quilter's Choice, which I got at Thimble Pleasures, and which had been, when I was sharpening them, breaking apart, just like the cheapo marking pencils I was getting at Joann's. I assume because I bought these pencils at a nice quilting store, they would not break apart, but they did. What I did is I took my pencil and I soaked it overnight in a cup of water. And when I got up the next morning, I switched it around because you can sharpen them from both sides. That really seemed to make a difference. I did that. I took it out, let it dry a little bit, and then sharpened it. And one side was still kind of not great, but the other side really sharpened up to a nice point without the lead falling out. Hooray. Now, I will say, so I had a white, that I did that with my white Roxanne's Quilter's Choice pencil. I also have a silver. And that I sharpened. I have an electric pencil sharpener, which is very fun. And I sharpened that for the first time, and it sharpened up very nicely. I had not soaked it. So it may be that's a little bit of the luck of the draw with these marking pencils, but that sharpened up nicely without the lead falling out and everything disintegrating. So happy with that. However, I did go to Joann's and I bought two other markers. One, I believe Jean at the Quilted Cupcake had recommended about a year ago, and I never followed through, but it's the Clover Chaco or Choco. You would kind of think it would be Choco because it's chalk. Choco liner, pen style, white. That works very nicely as well. Now the chalk, it rubs off pretty easily when you mark, but that's, you know, that's kind of a pro and a con. I have used like blue Taylor's chalk, and that does not come off easily. This came off fairly easily. Using it with a stencil, kind of worked. It worked fine, not beautifully. Nonetheless, I liked it in general. I think as a general marker, especially if you were just drawing straight lines to quilt a quilt, you know, straight diagonals or what have you, it would be great. It's just a little bit limited by the limitations of a stencil. So it works, it marks, you can see the marks on darker fabric. Now I have a number of neutrals in the Hidden Diamonds quilt that I'm hand quilting, and you can't see it on the neutrals. So I also got the Dritz Disappearing Ink marking pen. And you'll never believe what I did. I actually tested it out before drawing on my quilt. Amazing. I almost started stenciling my quilt with this. I thought, you know, you have not ever tried this. You don't know how it works. Let's practice. Let's do a test run, which they actually recommend. Always test marking pen on the fabric you're using to be sure marks will completely disappear. I'm in the process of doing this now. I drew on a scrap piece of fabric yesterday about, say, 4 o'clock. It is now, as we've said, 9:30 in the morning the following day, and the marks are definitely starting to fade. I think they're supposed to fade completely between 48 and 72 hours. Humidity and penetration of ink can alter timing, and marks can be removed with water if desired. That's actually probably the next test I should do, is try removing them with water. But they do seem to be disappearing, and because I am not stenciling the whole quilt at once, I'm kind of doing it one area at a time, that's fine. I can just, the fact that the, excuse me, that the lines will eventually disappear or disappear in a couple days, that's not a problem for me. So I'm cautiously optimistic about the Dritz Disappearing Ink marking pen. There is a warning, do not iron over marks or launder before completely removing with plain water. Some laundry products containing sodium hydroxide or sodium carbonate may set marks if they are not completely removed before laundry. Good thing to remember. I will keep that in mind. I am making small progress, slight progress on the hand quilting of hidden stars. Sometimes I know I'm probably referring to hidden stars as hidden diamonds because there's another quilt I consider doing in the layer cake book called Hidden Diamonds. So if you hear me say hidden diamonds, just substitute stars. You're smart. You know to do that already. I am still don't have the rocking thing down, but yesterday I listened to an Alex Anderson podcast, and she had an episode on hand quilting. Now, first of all, I have to tell you, I'm developing an Alex Anderson obsession. Why is this, you ask? Well, Alex Anderson has been in my quilty consciousness ever since I started buying quilty magazines, because, of course, she's everywhere. And, of course, she has the Quilt Show and Quilt Life, and she is, I think, the queen of Quiltywood. I've decided that Ricky Timms is the king and Mark Lipinski is the court jester. But she really is. But in all this time that I have been aware of her as a quilter in Quiltywood, I've never heard her voice, I don't think. And, you know, she's very pretty and has very, you know, she actually looks kind of Southern. Her features are a little bit Asian. Her eyes, she has lovely eyes, just a lovely looking person. And so I guess I just equate that with Southern. Sue me. But no, there's something. She actually, to me, she looks like she's from Georgia. There's just some genealogical strain in Georgia that she looks like she comes from. So imagine my shock listening to her podcast to find out that she actually sounds like Carrie Fisher after a long, hard night of drinking. That shocked me. It took me a long, I couldn't place her accent. At first I was thinking, is she from Minnesota? But no, she's from California, and so is Carrie Fisher. So there just must be a strain of California accent that sounds like you might have a grandmother from Minnesota and you like to have a good time. And I'm sure Alex does, because she seems to have fun. So anyway, I love that juxtaposition that her voice is nothing what I would expect it to sound like, and that changes my perception of her in a good way. I didn't have a negative perception, but now I kind of like, I like those kind of juxtapositions. I like surprises and things that are unexpected in that way. So now I'm obsessed. I'm like, oh my goodness, Alex Anderson. Oh, she's so cool. Listening to her podcast, which she does not do anymore, but there are about 80 or 100 episodes. There's a lot there to go back and enjoy. And she has an episode, and I would tell you which one it was, but I don't have that in front of me. But it's on hand quilting. If you're interested, email me and I'll look it up for you. And it's a short episode, but it was very informative. It's an interesting because there weren't visuals to go along with it. I felt it was the most informative piece on hand quilting that I've run across, and I have been watching some YouTube videos that I think are good, but there was the way she talked about it and got into the details, I thought, ah, there's just stuff I don't know about this and I need to learn. And she has a book called Hand Quilting with Alex Anderson. My problem right now is that I've given up buying books for Lent. I did buy for the class I'm doing with Jay, I bought the Harriet Hargrove Quilters Academy 1, but that was sort of a school expense. I justified it that way. So I have this huge long shopping list on Amazon. As soon as Easter rolls around, baby, I got books I need to buy, and I think I will get that. Until that time, I'm not going to worry about it too much. I'm having a good time just doing the hand sewing and not worrying about the rocking or what have you. I picked up yesterday two magazines on the recommendation of Sandy over at Quilting for the Rest of Us. I did pick up the most recent issue of Quilter's Home, and I think Sandy's right. This is the April-May issue. I think they're finally finding their own voice. It's still fun. It's still light. It's still pretty young, but they don't quite sound so much like a Mark Lipinski ripoff, like they're trying to copy him. So I enjoyed the issue. I don't know it's one that I will subscribe to, but I will probably pick it up every once in a while. They had a lot of quilt patterns. Now, all the quilt patterns were rated easy, and I'm trying to be more challenged. But I will say I also thought these patterns were the cutest quilts I've seen in Quilter's Home ever. And that was always my thing, even when Mark Lipinski was editing and publishing Quilter's Home. I was never really drawn to the patterns in there. And now it's like, oh, that's cute. It's not quite what I'm in the mood to do right now, but I really liked the pattern. So that's a change. So if you're modern, if you're young, if you just want to check it out, I think it's worth checking out. The other magazine I picked up was the new McCall's Quilting, the May-June issue. I loved it. There were several things I wanted to do, one of which is the cover quilt. And I loved the fabrics so much. I've got this dog ear, so I can tell you. I had seen these, I'm pretty sure, at Thimble Pleasure. So the quilt is called Indigo Dreams. It's a blue and white quilt, which I love. And the fabrics are from the Katagami collection by Red Rooster. And I'm pretty sure I saw this. My eye was very drawn to, if they're not these fabrics, really similar fabrics when I was at Thimble Pleasures last week. They're Japanese. And it says, these fabrics bring the drama and beauty of Japanese paper stencils to this timeless quilt. It's really cool fabric. A lot of it just looks like, and I'm someone, I doodle a lot and with black pen on white paper, and there's a lot of kind of doodly patterns, which doesn't sound sophisticated at all, but it really is. And although I guess this is really blue ink. And then the quilt is quilted. It must be like navy blue thread. I love it. It's an intermediate skill level, so I could do that. I have a question, if anyone wants to answer this. There is a kit offer. Well, it says, a kit of fabrics for quilt top and binding is available while supplies last for $121.60. Now, does one assume that if you get a kit that the fabrics are already cut? Because I don't want to buy a kit if the fabrics are already cut. But I would love to buy the fabric. Maybe I'll just go buy it. I've got to buy this fabric for the class I'm doing with Jay. And I don't think I would buy this fabric. But I want this fabric. I don't know. Maybe we'll eat all beans next week. And then I could just go buy all this fabric. Because I love it. And I'm not fabric-y that way. I'm not like aware of new lines of fabric coming out. But I am aware of these fabrics. And I love them. Speaking of fabric, one more thing before I need to go and get writing. Oh, but you know what? That's the main thing I want to tell you about McCall's. Other than there are a bunch, I just thought great patterns. I thought this was a great issue. I love it when I pick up a magazine. McCall's and Quilter's Newsletter are really my favorite quilting magazines. And I feel like the McCall's, there are always several patterns that I think I would like, even if I don't end up doing them. There is a very cute quilt called The House That Kaif Built. It is a schoolhouse quilt, so it is made out of sort of 1930s-esque fabrics. They're kaif facet fabrics. I'm seeing if I can see a line. The description says, in this happy town, homes are painted in yummy crayon colors. Someone got paid to write that. And feather trees fill every open space. Create your own version with one basic block and an assortment of bright kaif facet prints. Smiles are guaranteed. I don't know if there's a particular line this comes from. You can buy a kit. And I'm looking around. I'm sorry to be kind of vague, but I don't see where they're saying. I think you just go pick your favorite kaif fabrics. But you know what I like about it? You know, I was talking about before with my new friend Alex Anderson. How I like the juxtaposition of her sort of sweet prettiness and her sailor voice. What I like about this is it's sort of traditional houses, schoolhouses, but it's made with very fun, new, modern fabric. And I think that that's something I would like to try, to sort of learn to do more traditional blocks, but using fun, newer, fresher fabrics. I like that idea a lot. I'm sure other people are doing that. So that was another one. The other one, which kind of is a hoot, is there is a wedding ring. It is a double wedding ring plus pinwheel pattern, which is an advanced pattern. I have basically no chance ever. Well, not ever. Let's not say that. Let's not be negative. But okay, here it is. It's called To Have and To Hold. Combine wedding ring blocks with pinwheels. It's beautiful. And one day I will do it. One day. I stand before you now to say one day I will make this quilt. It's a really lovely quilt. Just a number of very pretty quilts in here. I would spend the money if you're on the fence or if you sort of ration your magazine buying. This is what I think we're buying. The other thing, go to their website because I bet this is on their webpage as well as in the magazine. They have announced their McCall's Quilt Design Star. This was a contest they had. And the winner is Kathleen Whiting of Heber, Utah. Her quilt called It's for the Birds. One, it was received over 10,000 votes from our website visitors and will be featured in the next issue of McCall's Quilting. It's gorgeous. It's amazing. Now, I wonder when they say feature, do they mean they're just going to have more pictures of it and more about the quilter, or if they're going to have the pattern? Because I don't know how to describe the blocks, but it's red and cream, but running across the top of the quilt are branches. You don't see the tree, you just see two branches coming from the right side of the quilt, and they have little red berries, and then three cardinals. And below that are these blocks. I'm sorry, I can't even tell you, but they're red and they're white and they're beautiful. They look like they might be set on point. Nah, they're not. I know what I'm talking about. It's just a gorgeous quilt, but I can't imagine if they included the pattern. It's so, I don't know if idiosyncratic, but obviously it is this woman's vision and it's her, it's a very original quilt, and it's kind of in between a quilt. In an art quilt. It's just gorgeous. I love it. But I don't think I would copy it because I feel like it's her quilt. It's Kathleen Whiting of Heber, Utah's quilt. But go online and look at it if you're in the mood to go look at something, and maybe I'll find a link for it and put that up. Loved it. What else? I feel like I have one other thing to tell you. Fabric washed some batiks. So I'm still cutting for the Razzle Dazzle quilt. There are some very dark strips, like black strips, and I felt very strongly they were going to run. Even though I know batiks, especially these are good batiks, tend to hold. I mean, this was just, the black strips were just saturated. And so I washed them, and I washed four strips, and I put them with very dark clothes, and I put two color catchers in with the load. And when that load was done, those color catchers came out gray. And I think it's from the strips, the jelly roll strips, the black ones. So I'm glad I washed them. The downside of washing jelly roll strips is they're not quite as perky once they get out. I almost think I shouldn't have dried them. I should have just hung them out to dry because they're a little roughed up by the washing experience. I've ironed them once. I'm going to need to iron them again. But I'm not sure what would be worse, to have some strips that are a little rougher than you would like, or make a quilt and then have the dye run, which it might not have. I mean, the dye catcher clearly caught a lot of dye in there. But I want to tell you that is... So, I don't know. I have mixed feelings about my experiment, but I do think ultimately I'm glad that I washed them. So, that's where I am right now. Now, it is 9:46, so I better get to work. I think that's all I had to say for the time being. You might be able to tell I'm having some allergies, but that's okay. It is a beautiful spring day here in North Carolina. We're all very happy for it. I'm going to Thimble Pleasures this afternoon. I've got a color wheel and some ideas to buy the fabrics for the sampler quilt I'm making with Jay. So I'll let you know what I got. I might go Japanese. I just don't know. I am in love with these fabrics that are on the cover of McCall's Quilting. Go take a look. I just love them. I do. All right, more later. Quilt Diary, Day 4. Time to finish this episode up and circle around, do the introduction, and get everything posted. I'm sitting here in my rocking chair in the family room with the door to the porch open, so you might be able to hear our lovely spring birds. It is a beautiful, beautiful spring day today here in North Carolina. The only thing left to tell you, I think, is yesterday, which was Thursday, and today is Friday, April 8th, I went to Thimble Pleasures after lunch to buy my fabrics for the sampler quilt I'm going to be making with Jay's instruction. I was supposed to pick 8 to 10 fabrics, and I gave myself an hour, knowing that an hour might not be enough, but was all I could do. And I was right. By the end of the time I was at Thimble Pleasures, I had been there about 50 minutes. I was tired. I was starting to get hungry and cranky. It's a lot of work trying to pick 8 fabrics that will work together, 8 to 10. My plan was to get 9, to get 3 light, 3 medium, 3 dark, and within each of those groupings, get a large scale, medium scale, and small scale print, or solid, depending. What I brought home was a lot of medium scale. I didn't mean to do that. It's just you're trying to pick stuff out. And I have to say, I went in, I thought, I had my color wheel with me. I thought I would use my color wheel. I also had a couple things I had printed off the web, fabric bundles with colors that I liked. I can't recall now exactly what it is I did when I got in the store. Well, I found a fabric that I liked, and I was leaning toward blues. Ironically, I don't think I ended up with a single blue, but I started out with a blue and started building, and finally I was in this area that had a lot of fun and fresh new modas, and sticking with my idea of the juxtaposition of the fun new modern quilts and the traditional blocks, what could I do but go moda? So I did. I got 7 fabrics, came home, looked at my stash. Now, I don't have much of a stash, but last year I was thinking about building a stash, so I did buy some fabrics that I liked off of fabric.com. And I pulled out the K-Facet fabrics that I had and some Mark Lipinski's, which, by the way, I love. I don't know if he's still designing. He does so much. It's crazy. But these fabrics that I had bought were lovely. And I pulled a couple of those for this quilt. Now, I have to say, I am not entirely satisfied. I took a picture of all the fabrics, and I will post it. I sent the picture to Jay, and she gave me some constructive criticism. She noticed that the fabrics, there was a lot of medium scale. There was one fabric she wasn't entirely sure was going to work, but she said, you know, let's see. You know, you can cut and see how things work. You know, you can get more fabric. I'm feeling like there are 4 fabrics of the 7 that I got that I really love, and they're the ones when I see I get excited about. The others I wanted, which are the darker fabrics mostly, I'm not as excited about. And so what I think I'm going to do tonight is sit down with the color wheel and maybe some magazines and some books and figure out what colors I would like instead and take it from the fabrics that really catch my eye and that really make me happy, that hum to me, and work from there. I'm also having my class with Jay tonight, so she and I can talk about it as well. And then tomorrow, go to Thimble Pleasures, because I'm heading over to Chapel Hill anyway to run some errands. So go to Thimble Pleasures and maybe get a few more fabrics and see if I can find what I really, really want for this quilt. You know, this again, it's a sampler quilt, so on the one hand, I kind of know what it's going to look like, and on the other hand, it's all up in the air. So I just need to pick fabrics that I like and work well together. So that was that. As I said, I will put up a picture of the fabrics that I chose and perhaps a picture of the fabrics that I decided I really loved and wanted to work with, and then, assuming I buy new fabrics tomorrow, also include a picture of those. I think that's it for this week. This is going to go long, I think, because I still have to do the introduction. I hope you have a great week quilting. Thank you for everyone who has commented and written, emailed, put up nice iTunes reviews. I really appreciate it. And I think that's it. That's it. That is it. Have a great week. Do good work, and I'll talk to you soon.